Hey guys, I'm happy to announce a partnership with Reformation Heritage Books. Do you want to start reading the Puritans but just don't know where to begin? Puritan Treasures for Today from Reformation Heritage Books makes the riches of these godly writers of old accessible for the modern reader. With updated language and helpful instructions, these classic works from John Owen, Jeremiah Burroughs, and more are the perfect starting point for the curious reader. Learn more about the Puritan Treasures for Today at heritagebooks.org/puritantreasures. Use coupon code SHEPHERDS for 10% off your order. That's heritagebooks.org/puritantreasures. Coupon code SHEPHERDS. Welcome to the Shepherd's Crook Podcast. This ministry exists to provide coaching, resources, and events for pastors and church members. My name is Jared Sparks. Join me as I talk pastoral ministry, applied theology like manhood and womanhood, political theology, and cultural analysis with a little bit of hunting and fishing thrown in. I'm a husband, a father, and a pastor, and I'm here to remind you of the chief pastor and our King, Jesus. Hello and welcome to the Shepherd's Crook Podcast. Today we're going to talk about all things Moscow Mood, the middle finger, and Owen Strahan, and cussing pastors, all of the above. How to disagree with people, we could call it that, and many other things. I have not listened to any other take on this, and I wanted to jump in because I saw this morning a video that Owen Strahan posted where he had his head in his hands, and he was talking about the grown-ups of Moscow needing to step up and all this kind of stuff. And what I wanted to do is highlight what I think is some just gross hypocrisy of what I've seen and what he is expressing and others as well, and how to just disagree with people. It's okay to disagree with the middle finger, which I do, but there's just a better way to do it, and there's some silliness involved as well. We're going to go ahead and pray, and then we're going to dive in. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for this time. I ask for blessing upon it. Help me to be faithful as I'm just talking through this. Help me to just give a good resource for our church family, for my personal family, and for those that are listening in out there as well, to be faithful in our assessment of brothers and sisters, and help us to know things in right measure, and then give proper responses. Sometimes we need to shrug our shoulders. Sometimes we need to say out loud we disagree. And sometimes we just need to say, I'm thankful for brothers. We see things differently, but praise God. And help us to know the difference. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's get straight into this. Let's talk about this expose that others have, and many people have been doing about Moscow. And they're loving when Moscow gives them some sort of news like this that they can comment on. They love when they do something else that's edgy. They love the new St. Andrews ads because they sit down and they watch them and they think, yes, maybe there's something here that I can critique, that I can get upset about. It's what it seems like anyways. And I think that there is, I said earlier, some gross hypocrisy going on. And let me explain what I mean by that. I grew up in ministry in the tail end of the Gen X pastors being, or the beginning part of the Gen X pastors rising in prominence, when Driscoll, Chandler, Darren Patrick, all the Acts 29 guys, and the, what would become the young guys, the young guns at the Gospel Coalition, when they were in their late 20s and early 30s. I met Matt Chandler when he was 27 years old. I was doing some collegiate ministry, and he was the camp pastor that week. And man, I just loved his preaching. And it was in Glorieta, New Mexico, and it was the best preaching I'd ever heard. I loved it. So I started following Chandler and loved Driscoll, planted a church in 2008 and started the process of being around Acts 29 and all that kind of thing. And we didn't join Acts 29, even though we had applied, and then fast forward, ended up being in the Sojourner Network and just been in ministry a long time and around a lot of the kind of the Gen X pastor. And if you don't know, like a Gen X pastor and many millennial pastors, basically they kept the ecclesiology, the broad ecclesiology of the boomers, but they rejected some of the behaviors of some of the boomers and embraced some sort of edgy missiology. So that just explains them. They kept the attractional ecclesiology on their understanding of the Sunday morning Lord's Day gathering, and they just tweaked it to make it cool. And then in their personal and private behavior, they were edgy. So that was the cussing pastor. Do you remember when Donald Miller, I believe it was, wrote the book Blue Light Jazz, and he was always talking about the cussing pastor? He was talking about Driscoll. And that was the Gen X pastor, okay? They just, behind closed doors, even to female staff, they're texting things that should not be said in public. I've been around these pastors, and just newsflash here, this might be shocking to you, but church planters and pastors and big Eva pastors that are preaching at huge conferences in the green room, not only are they flipping each other the bird, the language that goes on in the green room from some of these big Eva pastors would make you blush. The jokes they tell, the fact that Chandler was texting, and why is it that, by the way, that they have not made public those text messages? Because if they did, it would be a massive expose. So what goes on in the green room is filthy language like crazy. And Dr. Strand knows this, by the way. Dr. Strand knows this because he's spoken at conferences with these guys. He knows exactly what they do when they text each other and all this kind of stuff. And yet there is this outrage over any time, which is few and far between, Moscow does something like this. So if you don't know, New St. Andrews came out with an ad and they showed a picture of Johnny Cash flipping the bird. Now, I disagree with that. I don't think that that's a good thing. I don't want my sons just flipping people the bird nonchalantly. But I'm also not been out of shape about that because I know that there's differing perspectives on unwholesome speech. And maybe, just maybe, the crew in Moscow doesn't believe that that is unwholesome speech. I've not watched their whole video. They did a video response to this. Maybe they think unwholesome speech is a man who puts his hand in his head and shakes his head because somebody said in public what's not supposed to be spoken outside of the green room. Because stuff like this is said in the green room all the time around people like Dr. Owen Strand. And that's what I mean is it's frustrating because it's like you're not supposed to say in public what people say in private all the time or do in public what people do in private all the time. And I don't agree with it when they do. I've been talking about that problem. I mean, the cussing pastor, it's just not a great thing. People have differing convictions on that. So with the whole Moscow ad, here's how you disagree, Dr. Strand and others that are just going crazy about this. I wouldn't have done that. But praise God for all the good work that God's doing through there right now. They're standing strong when so many people are folding. And I'm thankful that they're my brothers. But that doesn't happen, does it?
Hey guys, I want to tell you about Rise Nutrition. It's located in Anna, Illinois, right here in Southern Illinois. Their mission is to empower the community through wellness. They do this through providing clean supplements and education. Rise provides monthly education seminars about a variety of topics, from how to build macros, the best pre-workout for fitness goals, what vitamins to take as we get older, and so much more. For the local listeners, they have a full-time nutritionist on site, and that's something that no other supplement store is doing in Southern Illinois. They also have fresh fruit smoothies that are made with clean products. For the non-locals, it can be hard to find clean supplements. The crew at Rise Nutrition can help you get the best and the cleanest stuff to help you get strong. Stop buying from the other guys and go to risenutrition.shop and use the coupon code SHEPHERDS10 for 10% off online or in-store. On another note, two of our elders train at Rise Performance Gym with our good buddy, preacher man, Joey Hawkins. So if you are looking for a gym, head on over to Rise.
The gesture instead that we get is head in the hands shaking, acting like they're totally offended that somebody would do this. It's pretty sad, honestly. And here's the deal. Moscow is appealing to, they're appealing to, okay, the young guys that don't have fathers or that were in churches whose pastors masked up for 2 years and who take their masks off in the green room because they need some fresh air and they cuss and they flip each other the bird. And then they go on stage and they talk and there's public holiness. And young guys are fed up with that kind of stuff. They're fed up with that kind of hypocrisy. You know, the pastor who went and took his mask off to go march in the streets for Black Lives Matter, the big evil pastor that did that and takes it off in the green room, but tells everybody else that you've got to wear a mask for 2 years and we can't sing or can't receive communion. So what Moscow's doing is they're appealing to a group of people who see through just rank hypocrisy and they just don't care. They would rather have the guy that's not offended by the bird than all the people. And I think I did see something or clip where they said something like this. So this is their own words as well. Than all the people who are just massively offended by that. It's an easy thing to do, to disagree. So I wouldn't flip the bird, but I'm also not going to get bent out of shape about something like that because this kind of thing happens all the time. It's just behind closed doors. The big sin that I think Owen Strand is putting his finger on is that you're not supposed to do that stuff out loud. And what they know is when they do exposés on Moscow, they're actually, the funny thing is these anti-national Christian nationalists like Strand and others who are calling out Moscow right now, they're appealing to the Christian moral sphere in the public square that's there because of Christian nationalism. Because the cultural Christian knows you're not supposed to cuss. They know you're not supposed to flip the bird. And what they're doing is they're leaning into that cultural capital that's there in a Christian society. And they're saying, see, as they dog Christian nationalism all the time, they're actually leaning into it, saying, see, you're not supposed to do that. They're bad. They're bad. They're bad. They're bad. But he's not called for the text messages to be public that Chandler texted to a lady in his church. So be wise. be wise. When you're thinking about this, when you think about Moscow for our church family, like, yeah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do what they did in that thing. I also am a Baptist and they're Presbyterian. And I also think it's good to work out and be strong. And Indy Wilson kind of mocks that a little bit. And I think that's really silly. They are all, we're different. That's okay. And yet I'm so grateful for them. I'm thankful for them. You can disagree with a gesture and not lose your mind. And really, the appeal that I would have to Dr. Strand is like, brother, you know how, I mean, he's my age. He's like 2 years older than me. You know how the pastors talk at the seminaries that you've been a part of. You know what's said in the green room. And if you don't, then you've got your head in the sand or you've been plugging your ears, because I've been in the room when grotesque, horrific things are said by pastors. And yet they go up and preach at the conferences. So anyways, just thought I'd throw that out there. I think it's just a good call for holiness. And for Dr. Strahan and guys like him, I think that they are brothers. I think they've been out of shape over ridiculous things. I think they're stirring people up into a frenzy that's unnecessary. And yet they're brothers. I'd come to the table with them. I think that they're just really wrong. So anyways, wanted to jump on and give a few thoughts. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day.
Thanks again for listening to the Shepherd's Crook podcast. For more information, you can go to theshepherdscrook.co. Please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes. And if you want to become a member of the Shepherd's Crook, please message me and we'll get you on the list. We hope you have a great rest of your day.